Blog Talk Radio.
Damn, it is Money Monday. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday, and everything is slow today. I almost threw my phone, kicked the computer, kicked the dog. If I had a dog, I'd kick the dog. Everything is so slow today, and it is Money Monday, and things cannot be slow on Money Monday because money's coming, and we got to get it because Stacey likes to get her money on Monday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday will be a breeze. And some days, some Mondays are easier than other Mondays. But today we are going to talk about easy ways. And I looked it up because, you know, Negroes ain't got no money. So that's their first excuse why they can't open and start a business. They ain't got no money. Okay, I didn't have no money, but I had a computer and I had a couple of ideas and I'm smart as hell. All right, so when I lost my job, I started S.F. Johnson Consulting because I was a claims adjuster for 10 years. I got two professional designations out that shit. I was a senior claims law adjuster, associate, and a claim. No, wait, what? Well, let me read the little plaques. Wait, what am I? There's three of them right here. My mother and father be proud, I guess. American Educational Institute, Stacey F. Johnson, in January 2006, became a senior claims law associate. Thank you, wherever I was working at the time. And then Insurance Institute of America in 2002, okay, two short years after Baby Stace even started in insurance, okay. I was like, what I got to do to make the most money? What I got to get? Oh, there's something called an AIC, an Associates in Claims. Okay, if I get that, how much more can I make? Oh, well, really, you need to become a senior claims law associate. Then you really get enough money. And that's what I did. I started in insurance in 2001, I had my first degree, professional designation, in 2002. You feel me? I was like, oh, it's free? It's for me. And it cost them motherfuckers a lot of money to pay for me to go to them classes. All right, and then I turned around in 2006, 4 years later, and it ain't no easy thing to get that shit. My supervisor didn't have that shit. And the people that had this shit right here, the AIC and the FCLA, Bob, the director of Western Business Marketing, and Tom, the director, and Stacy, the claims adjuster. Because my parents taught me to lead in whatever the fuck I did. If you're going to be this, you're going to be the best dad. After I stopped repairing pagers, then niggas went to cell phones by surprise. I even repaired them bad boys. I repaired Nextel phones. You feel me? If your speaker didn't work, bring it to Baby Stace. Because everything I did, I led in it. That goes to yesterday and Lead the Field. And see, everybody wants to listen to Lead the Field Part 1. Don't nobody want to listen to Lead the Field Part 2. That's why niggas ain't going nowhere, and that's why niggas don't do shit, and that's why niggas can't help each other. Listen to Part 2. And Part 2 happened to be the best part, where I told you, in order to succeed, in order to ask God to have favor on you every day, you got to treat even the dumbest motherfucker as if he's the best motherfucker in the world. And that's how you lead. And then you get people to love you, and you do that kind of thing. So today we are talking about you can start your own business right now with $20. Everybody got $20, okay? You can start it with $20. You know, I started a consulting firm because I knew something, okay? If you know something, people need to know what you know. And then again, if you don't know shit, God will give you knowledge. Start where you are right now, but I'm going to give you some tips, okay? So what we're going to talk about today, because it's Money Monday. On Monday, I'm going to make it a point to talk about something related to you bringing your ass up more financially. You understand? Nobody got to work for nobody. Black people are the only people that think that's just what we got to do. Okay? My mother and father had a hamburger stand, from what I understand. Okay? They had their thing, but they were entrepreneurs way back in 1902 or whatever. Feel me? So it's in my blood. It's in my family's blood. That's all we know. We know working for people. Because, you know, I'm so happy I worked in corporate America. I'm so happy I worked in insurance because every time there was a meeting, Stacey was taking notes. Stacey was taking notes on how this shit worked for Stacey shit, how this worked for Stacey's nonprofit. Oh, is this how we do it? Oh, okay, that's how white people do it. Okay, that's how Stacey's going to do it. Boop, boop, boop. But I was always the best at what I did because that's me. I'm never going to do anything and not be my best, whether it's Jesse and Freddie and Chris's mama, Eli's Ganny, a driver. I'm the best driver in the goddamn world. You understand? I'm the best cook in the world. I could sing. I could dance. There ain't nothing I can't do. Because that's that positive attitude that my mom and daddy gave me because they was old when they had me. So they was already positive, and they just shot that right into the little baby face. So today, we are talking about money, money, money. Because, you know, I went from nothing. My unemployment was it. So when your unemployment ends and you don't get a job, guess what? You ain't got no money. And that's what happened. And I said, nope, I ain't working for nobody. I made 60 G's, but that's okay. I can live on less than that and be so much more happy because those 60 G's I had to split. And I was always broke. I had to split four ways, and so that wasn't really no money. Anyway, soon as them niggas was out the house, guess who didn't have no job no more? I'm like, what? $60,000 would have been so nice just for me. That was a nice check every 2 weeks just for me. But then I hated it. So God blessed me enough to do it for as long as I had to. I was self-employed before, and I vowed that I wouldn't be working for nobody else but for 5 years. And I did it for 10 years. But those were 10 very important years because if I wouldn't have had those 10 years as a claims adjuster, going from the mailroom to a senior claims law associate, a litigation adjuster, adjusting construction defect litigation, some shit nobody knows, but I knew it. Because that's a special line of insurance, and you got to have special shit to do that shit. And I did it, and I did it very well. But everything again, everything I do very well. So today, we talk about Money Monday. I was late because everything's late. The computer is late. People calling me is late. Files downloading was late. I just had to pause one. I know it's 106 gig, but should it really take that long? But it's Money Monday. Everything got to move. Oh, and Tuesday's crazy. Monday is a nap. Tuesday is a sprint because you know what? I asked God to give me something that I could do that I can glorify Him and do what I love to do. So that's why I want to give people ideas and doing what they love to do and glorifying God. And we got this from ILoveAbout.com because that ain't like Wikipedia where any dumbass can put something on there. This is really some good stuff that's very good and leads you. So you go look on this under the entrepreneur section because, you know, and I heard the most ignorant shit when I was in insurance. Some old hick ass, you know what's up in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah, my friend, you know, entrepreneur just means you ain't got a job.
You know, you need a job because you're ignorant. So that's why you have a job, because an entrepreneur is a person that has a spirit of knowing and a faith of knowing that they can do whatever they put their mind to, and they're willing to risk it all to do it. An entrepreneur is the ballsiest person out there. Any fool can get a job and show up on time and leave at the same time and go to lunch at the same time and do the set of tasks some other fool set for you. Anybody can do that shit. But can you come up and create some new shit and then have a process to implement that shit and have a correction process when it fucks up and then have the balls to stand up to anybody with anything that they want to say? Oh, this one jackass. Oh, okay, babe, I'm going to see you on the net. What are you going to see? The fact that you the fuck don't know how to bid and I'm trying to show you and you can't listen to a woman? I've hurt so many men's feelings because I'm just a female in a man's field that don't give a fuck. One dude right now, he ain't called me back. But men get more butt hurt than women. I expect it from a woman, but I don't expect it from a man. And I get it every day. Tell him the truth, oh, and being and having a set of cha-chas and not a set of bong-bongs, they don't really like that very much. But who gives a fuck? Because what I have to offer, they know they need. So you got to have that spirit. That's an entrepreneur. I know what you need because I've talked to 10,000 of you over the last 3 years, picking your brain. I know exactly what you need. And I know what I have you need. And I know I give it away to you because enough of you have told me. But you know what? That set aside, we never really give anything away. Understand that it is your job as a creator, as a person that is creating, that if you want to have success, you have to basically give the impression that you are giving more than what they're paying for. And if you happen to be giving more than what they pay for, which I do every day, because my job as a new business is to show them that they can trust me. And when you're just taking people's money, that's not trust. When there's really a fair exchange, that's not trust. You have a fair exchange. But when they know and you know that you're putting out way more in time and effort than they've given you in money, your business has no way to go but up because you reap what you sow. So if you are constantly sowing more than what you're getting, the universe is adding that up for you. Don't you even worry. You may not get it back from that customer, but there'll be tons more that show up out of the blue, and you'll get that back. So I never worry. And they say, you only do this for $100 a month? I was like, you know what? Yes. And my job is to show you that you can trust me. And trust me, I get mine back. And that's why I tell them I get my money back. It may not be from you, but it's from something else. And my customers that really know me know that there's a spirituality portion of my business. And if you ain't like that, then you probably won't like me, and we probably won't work out more than a couple of months. But if you have a spiritual portion of anything in you, which I have quite a few spiritual clients, they're there when I need them. It just so happens they'll need something when I need them to need something. And God should be not only in your church, not only in your home, but most definitely in your business, because that is the fruit of your hands, and you always want your fruit to prosper. That is God's promise to you, that he shall prosper the fruit of your labors, your hands, what you do. So if what you do is in line with who he is, your business has no other way to go than up. And when I got out of the place that did not love me, Sacramento did not love me, okay? Even my kids started not to love me in Sacramento. Something about Sacramento did not love me. And I keep smelling spaghetti, and I want some damn spaghetti. I've been saying that for 4 days. I want some spaghetti. I keep smelling spaghetti with Italian sausage. I would love that. I'm not kidding. No, I made some jam-ass spaghetti. See, when Mom cooked spaghetti, Mom just didn't make a bowl of spaghetti with hamburger meat. No. We had Italian sausage. Cut up sausages. You hear that? We had Italian sausage. Cut up. We got the Parmesan cheese. We got everything. Mama got garlic toast and Mama got a salad. Okay, my kids know how to eat. My kids were the only kids that would eat a salad at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. My ghetto-ass nephew came over. I made shrimp fried rice, and that Negro put ketchup on it. Look, your son's got to go. Where are y'all raising him that he thinks you put ketchup on shrimp fried rice? I got offended. Give me my goddamn shrimp fried rice. You nigga, you don't know how to eat it. Anyway, I don't know why I went on that. Everything I do is good. And I want you to be good just like me. Okay, so we got a couple of good businesses. You can start with $20. $20. And everybody that spend $20 on drinks and sacks. Okay, nails and weeds. Start your business. Nails and weeds. Cost more than $20. All right, so you want to be an entrepreneur, all it takes is balls and face. Okay, webinar, get a website. Okay, get a website. Okay, it says, this is what everyone who's ever surfed the web dreams, just stick up a website and watch the money flow in. It doesn't just happen. but it can happen if you do it right. Start by picking the subject matter that you know people care about. Okay, whether it, I mean, there's so many things. Like black people, oh my God. Black people, we have so many problems. Oh my God. There is such a market in the black community for absolutely every freaking thing that you could ever think of. That's why when I need some money, math tutor. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, I think I should be a math tutor. I make more money teaching fractions, something I can do in the dark. I could teach Stevie Wonder in the dark while he's playing the piano. But I make $20 an hour doing it. I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, I just flip around the class. Oh, friend, one-fourth. Oh, no, one half. Oh, the kids are lost, and I test them every second. I make $20 an hour doing something I absolutely love that I don't even have to think twice about. Okay? So, put some of my shit up there. I mean, one Indian dude got really rich being a math tutor online. I was like, shit, I can do that. Me and Sterling getting ready to do it as soon as I move to the house. Says, not yet finished. Okay? Like, it needs to be finished. Okay? It needs to be finished by Funky Friday. Because we, mama got something to do. Anyway, get a website. Get something somebody's interested in. And then sell some shit. You know, sell something. Be creative. You got to think. Okay, what's it say here? Now find some appropriate affiliate program. No, it doesn't mean, and you know, the biggest thing about a website is that even I find myself not doing it a lot. That's why I'm definitely becoming a job creator in the next week, starting with my nephew. Because websites should be content full and content crazy and always changing, so people will always want to come to see what new you have to say. As a consultant, which I do, there's so much I can say on a daily basis, but time just doesn't leave for me to do that. I could probably be making three times as much as I make right now if I had two people working for me. But, you know, I never realized that the business would do what it did in such a big, a small amount of time. So now that I know, I'm positioning myself, especially now I ain't got to pay no rent for a little while, to build my business, and that's what you do. Okay, so get a website, find an interesting topic, get some affiliates that will either help you sell something or find something creative that you can sell from your website. You could sell your monthly newsletter if it's full of something people can use, you know? So that's $20 because I can get your website for less than $20. Okay, that's $20. Get a website, fill it with interesting content, and sell something. People will buy it. The number two business that you can start with $20, consultant. That's a bright idea. Getting into consulting is relatively simple, and take it from me. All you have to do is know something about something. Know something about something than other people do better than most. And that's where God led me because my business totally focused on finding contractors' work. Not knowing how I'm going to do it, multiple different ways, and now it's gone to, I've talked to them enough so I know what they really need, and what they really need is estimating service. And I started doing that about 3 years ago. And the funny thing about the mind is that you can develop your mind to do anything you want to do, if that is your intention, if that is your wish, if that is what you have asked your creator. So once I started making quite a few bucks off estimating, I started saying I am the most accurate, most professional, the best estimator in the world, and I work in all states. So it's just a matter of time. I mean, there's not a day that goes by that somebody doesn't ask me about estimating. And it's a time-consuming process, but you make your money. Well, everybody got to do something, maybe. And one of my clients said, hey, you need to focus on estimating because that's something you can do. You make tons of money, and you never have to leave your house. I was like, that never have to leave your house shit. Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about being self-employed, never having to leave your house. Only when you want to and go to Starbucks and get thrown out of that and then come back on. Number three, home sitter, pet sitter. I'm about to be a house sitter. Tons of foreclosed homes sitting empty that crackheads will go in and bust out and take out everything of value. Hook yourself up with, this is something I was going to do as a consulting firm. U.S. Bank has a huge problem of just leaving their homes abandoned and messing up the neighborhoods for everybody else. So I was like, I need to contact U.S. Bank, let them know that I have contractors that can be wherever their homes are, or we can get a staff of people to house sit. And because it's much cheaper to pay a house sitter than a plumber to replace all the copper wiring the crackheads pull out of the wall that they got to bust into first. Okay, so that's a business in itself right now for anybody out there. Yeah, that's what we do. We send crews around, especially at nighttime. We have house sitters strictly at night that watch the house. That's a business right there, and it would be a business in every state where there's a large amount of foreclosed homes. You know you ain't doing shit but sitting on your ass anyway. Go do it at night at somebody's house and then make it a business. And then you can offer whatever comes with that. You know? So that costs you nothing. Maybe a website so you look legit. Professional organizer. Oh, my goodness. I could use one of those right now. And one thing, when you do have your business, be flexible with what you charge people. People don't have money, but don't be dumb. So professional organizer, charge them by the hour, charge them a flat rate, but... you know, I could use one right now, and everybody else could. So, professional organizer, that doesn't cost you any money, but you got to be organized. Okay, don't have Shaquanda that ain't done shit since high school, and she's 27, be a professional organizer. She don't know what she's doing. Okay, and then number five says Avon. So, that doesn't cost you anything. It says $10 sign-up fee and the brochures. But you got to be into that kind of shit, okay? So that wouldn't be one I'd go into. Okay, we're talking about businesses you can start from home for no money and start slow. I mean, I know tons of people that have a job while they build their business. And when their business makes them enough to make them comfortable, you know, I mean, I'd love making $61,000 a year, but I can survive off of half of that. And be tons more happy. You know, I could survive off of less than half of that and be happy with the peace of mind knowing that I can do what I want. All right? So, number six, personal services. That's anything. I mean, I see that all the time. Let's exclude sex, okay, because that's illegal. All right? Shopping and errands. I could use somebody to do that for me. You know? Anybody that, I mean, just me picking contractors alone, there's so many things that they don't know how to do. I'm like, well, yeah, I can do that. I can do that too. You know, so personal services, sit there and ask God, and you know people. You know what you need. Make it a business. This is a great one going into the holiday season. Believe it or not, there are people who wouldn't be caught dead going anywhere near a mall, but they are not comfortable buying certain items online. Again, trustworthiness and dependability, okay, in any personal service, you must have trustworthiness. They must feel that, you have to feel like me and my clients. I feel comfortable enough to talk about God with my clients, and if they don't feel comfortable talking about God with me, then they're not really the kind of clients that I want. Because my business, I mean, I take their money and I say, trust me that we can work this together and make you a whole lot of money. So that right there takes a whole lot of trust. I mean, I'm not just selling them a hamburger. You know, I'm selling them a whole way of doing things, a whole different type of way of doing things. And that makes you a lot of money if you're good at it. You know, and there's a niche. There's something for everybody out there. Maybe the business that you currently have a job at, you can picture 10,000 ways to do it better. and just pick one or two and take notes. And if the company needs it, take them as if you're taking them for your business. And remember them. Don't blow it off and use it as a giggle session like many of my stupid coworkers. Everybody want to giggle and shit. It's like, that's why you guys are so stupid and lost as soon as you lost your job. Okay? So I'm trying to teach black people we don't always have to work for people. Okay? I'm about to do this thing with my nephew and one other person, and we're going to see where we can go with it. I'm going to have them do the little stuff because it's the little stuff that takes forever. And I do the big stuff. And the big stuff makes all the money. So you do the little stuff. I'll pay you what appears to be big money to you, and we keep this boat growing and growing and getting better. I'm going to start training contractors. See, and when you have a focus that everything you do is based on God, God will continue to give you ideas to make whatever you do better. So now this year, I'm noticing all these contractors, now Obama's throwing their asses out the country. You want to get your license, senior? Well, I can help you. And that's another aspect of my business that we're starting, you know. So being an entrepreneur is being a creator, and God made us creators. You were created. We are creators. And that's what God made us to be. Money Monday is about finding ways to help you make money, to help you be independent, and to do the things that you love. And that's what it's all about. This is Black People Business Wins on Monday and Money Monday. And I should be back tomorrow. Who knows? God willing, all that good stuff. Know that I love you, and focus on you, because you are the best you ever, and God made you to rock, and I need you to roll. That didn't make sense. Have a good night, and know that I love you, and I will see you tomorrow.